USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center says even with Hurricane Dorian moving away, the rains from the storm could still cause flash flooding and mudslides in the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico.
We could see 4 to maybe 6 inches of rain, maybe isolated areas of 10 inches of rain. So if you take all that rain, you're going to get flash flooding. You can have some mudslides. You've got to watch out for that. But then you start putting the winds on top of it.
Center Director Ken Graham says the storm is expected to grow into a major hurricane as it moves toward Florida's east coast.
It could have tropical storm force winds approaching the coastline in Florida Sunday at 8 a.m. And that's something to remember. So really we need to be wrapping things up before that. So if you think about it, by Saturday, have the plan in place. Have everything ready. Listen to the local officials. So incredibly important. And listen to the latest forecast.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked Missouri's ban on abortions. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
In the ruling, the judge added that Planned Parenthood and the ACLU are likely to succeed in their lawsuit claiming that the ban is unconstitutional. Legal analyst Jay Kanzler says he agrees.
The judge is saying the U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, and in Missouri legislature, you have no authority. It is unconstitutional to try to change what the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled as the law of land.
Missouri already has some of the nation's most restrictive abortion rules, and a clinic in St. Louis is the only one in that state that performs the procedure.
Public health experts say that the U.S. is likely to lose its distinction as a country that wiped out the measles. Dr. William Schaefer is an advisor to the CDC.
The United States was a leader in eliminating measles not only in this country, but our entire hemisphere. Now we may be stepping back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The bureaucracy of our healthcare system is continuing to make headlines. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Former Coast Guardsman Amanda Wolf went to the emergency room because her appendix was about to burst in 2016. She had two kinds of insurance, a private plan she paid for, and her Veterans Affairs benefits. The appendectomy went well, and she made a speedy recovery. Her private insurance covered more than $20,000 of the bill for the hospital stay, but 6 months later, the VA denied her claim for the roughly $2,500 that remained, putting her in a tough financial situation. She's been appealing ever since.
It's alarming. It's worrisome. Do I hope that it'll make a difference? I do. Am I confident that it will? Not very confident. I'm hopeful that it will create some change for, you know, even not just for myself, but all the other veterans who are impacted.
In one recent 6-month period, according to a report from the VA's Office of the Inspector General, the VA left about 17,400 veterans to pay out of pocket for emergency medical treatment the government should have covered. The report said between April 1st and September 30th, 2017, veterans who got emergency care at non-VA facilities were forced to pay over $53 million in medical bills they should have never had to pay.
16-year-old climate change activist Greta Thunberg arrived in New York after a 2-week sailing journey. She'll be attending the United Nations Climate Action Summit, but she didn't want to fly on a commercial jet that used fossil fuels. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.